This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Gilberto Flores Jr. Date of birth is December the 19th, 1964. Case ID number is 486-8743. Date of exam, February the 14th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination? Yes. Medical records from Dr. Elvin Garcia, dated 12/8/2022, and medical records dated 4/19/2021, along with a Social Security questionnaire dated 2022. Identifying information. This is a 58-year-old married male with three grown children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of osteoarthritis/gout/deformed joints/knee/hand pain, hypertension, and insomnia. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was in January of 2020, where he worked for HEB for 38 and a half years. During that time, he worked 8 hours per day, 5 8-days out of the week and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives in a house with his wife, who is presently not working. The claimant did retire from HEB and is receiving money from his 401k. The claimant has not received disability benefits from Social Security in the past. Allegations number one, osteoarthritis/gout/deformed joints/knee and hand pain. Number two, hypertension. Number three, insomnia. History of allegations number one, osteoarthritis/gout/deformed joints/knee pain and hand pain. The claimant states that in 1996, he was diagnosed with osteoarthritis, gout with deformed joints, and pain in his knees and hands. The claimant was diagnosed with gout, and x-rays were performed to confirm the diagnosis along with blood tests. He has had no fractures or surgeries performed for his condition, but has had multiple steroid injections of over 25 in different parts of his body. The claimant states he gets severe swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that he usually feels in the morning. The claimant also complains of multiple tophi in all parts of his body, especially his knees and his hands area, which appear to be deforming his digits. His limitations include being able to walk one block, stand for 15 minutes, climb one flight of stairs with the rails, and bend over to pick up clothes. He's unable to squat. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, use a skillet, sweep a little bit, and lift approximately 5 pounds above his head. He is unable to button his clothes or open up a jar top at this time. The claimant does have an assisted device, which is a cane and walker, which he left at home. His physician at this time is Dr. Elvin Garcia. He is presently on indomethacin, 50 milligrams TID, for pain, which does give him relief. And he states the only activity he does is walking for about 10 minutes to keep his joints active. The claimant states his daily activities include sleeping, watching TV, doing light housework, occasionally going to the grocery store, and occasionally making an egg or two. He does not do the laundry or any other exercise. His condition at this time is stable, and he is taking colchicine 0.6 milligrams, one capsule BID, Medrol 4, 4 milligrams tablets, 2 tablets BID for 3 days, and then tapered off as the month goes by. He is also on probenecid, 500 milligrams BID, with indomethacin, 50 milligrams TID. Allegation number 2, hypertension. The claimant states that in 2010, he was having dizziness and blurred vision. He denies any chest pain, shortness of breath, or headaches. The claimant also denies any in-organ damage, such as myocardial infarction, cerebral vascular accident, or nephropathy. He is presently taking lisinopril / hydrochlorothiazide, 20 milligrams / 25 milligrams QD. His blood pressure was 128/89 mmHg, which is normal. His condition appears to be fairly well controlled. Allegation number 3, insomnia. The claimant states that since 1996, because he was having so much pain with all his joints, he could not sleep at night. At the present time, he's on no medication for insomnia, but still continues to have difficulty sleeping at night, secondary to the pain. Family history. His father died at the age of 81 from natural causes. He states he also had hypertension and diabetes mellitus. His mother died at the age of 86 from COVID-19 complications. Medications. Lisinopril / hydrochlorothiazide, 20 milligrams / 25 milligrams QD. Indomethacin, 50 milligrams TID. Probenecid, 500 milligrams BID. Colchicine, 0.6 milligrams BID, Medrol 4 milligram tablets, 2 tablets BID for 3 days, and then 1 tablet POBID Q 3 days, and then tapered off to 0 for inflammation. Medical problems, insomnia, comma, idiopathic chronic gout with tophus, comma, and at multiple sites, pains in the joints and limb area, and history of skin cancer of the face. Comma, and hypertension. Major surgeries, right meniscal knee repair x2, in 2004 and 1997. Social history, tobacco. The claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol. The claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium, tremors, or seizure disorder. Substance abuse. The claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases. The claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination. Temperature is 97.7 Fahrenheit. Weight, 237 pounds. Height, 5 feet, 8 and 3/8 inches tall. BP, 128/89 mmHg. Heart rate, 93 beats per minute. Respiration, 15 respirations per minute. BMI, 34.5. General. This is a 58-year-old male who appears to be his stated age and is in mild acute distress secondary to pain in his joints. He also appears to be a very reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you please drop down to extremities? After the last sentence, the claimant has a right elbow swollen bursae of his elbow, which appears to be somewhat large. He also has bilateral knee tophi, and an especially large one on the left side, which appears to be a swollen bursae at this time. He has multiple tophi of his fingers and joint area with some deformity of his fingers. On the left side, the claimant has the big thumb and the index and third fingers with numbness, which may be coming from the tophi. He's also noted to have some deformity of the second and fifth metacarpal areas and a left knee large bursa, possibly secondary to a tophi. Could you please drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was slow, unsteady, but symmetric. The claimant did not come with an assistive device. His hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal and the lumbar spine was negative. Could you please drop down to a muscular skeletal? The claimant had some palpable muscle spasms and tenderness. There was joint swelling, effusion and deformity of the hands and knees. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine, and the claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities, except on the left side where the claimant has the thumb, index finger, and the third finger with numbness, possibly secondary to a radial nerve impingement. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting and supine position was normal. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal to light touch throughout the body, but especially for the right upper extremity, where he appears to have some radial nerve damage. There is normal range of motion, but decreased strength of both knees, especially for the left side, where he appears to have pain from inflammation of the gout. The claimant was unable to squat and get up on his own. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table, but with some pain. The claimant had no difficulty in walking on his heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a fairly normal tandem rate. He could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assistive devices. He did not present with an assistive device, but he probably needs one for balance. Neurological exam. Grip strength was plus 5 over 5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were normal. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was normal. The claimant does have a left-sided radiculopathy of the radial nerve for the first 3 digits of his hands. No evidence of muscle wasting, but some muscle spasms were noted. Muscle strength was plus 5 over 5. For all tested areas, fine and dextra finger control is mildly abnormal bilaterally. The claimant is able to make a full closed fist, opposed fingers, and to function with his hands, but he has multiple tophi in all his digits, especially at the metacarpal area. X-rays of the left shoulder, no acute findings. X-rays of the left knee, no acute findings. X-rays of the lumbar sacral spine, no acute findings. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle small objects. He hears and speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction of both hands and knees, and of the right elbow area, secondary to gout. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk fairly normal at this time. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. However, the claimant does have evidence of some deformed bones secondary to gout. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is moderately restricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but does show some fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields or in his visual acuity. He's able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to moderate to severe gout with generalized pain of his joints. Probable diagnoses, number one, osteoarthritis / gout / deformed joints / knee and hand pain - confirmed with physical examination and x-rays. The claimant is being treated for his condition. He is able to function fairly well. However, he is in chronic pain. Number two, hypertension - being treated at this time. Blood pressure was 128/89 mmHg, which is normal. His condition appears to be fairly well controlled. Number three, insomnia - not being treated at this time, appears to be coming secondary to his pain. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Gilberto Flores, Jr.